This is Metalix with your host, B-Lo.
And actually, a band that we are talking over a great, great distance to get them, because you've heard them on the show, or you've heard their music, but we haven't actually had the band on the show yet. We've been looking forward to this for quite some time. I have Scott from the band Black Coast on with me via Skype, and they have a fantastic new single, which you should check out on YouTube if you haven't already heard it on Metalix, which you definitely have. It's called Lawless. Scott from Black Coast, welcome to Metalix.
How's it going? You okay, man?
Oh, it's great here. How are the holidays treating you in UK, my friend?
All good, man. Just plenty of drink and food and just relaxing with the family and all that, and you know, carrying on writing new stuff while I'm off work as well. So, yeah, it's pretty good, to be fair, like. And the weather's, you know, cold, but we can manage.
Right.
We can manage with plenty of rum anyway.
Well, you find ways to keep warm, right?
Yeah, it's normally a beanie, in your hat and a bottle of rum, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Is rum the preferred drink of Black Coast or of Scott anyway?
It's probably my preferred drink, but I would say it's rum or cider, or if you ask Charlie the singer, he'll probably say Prosecco. It depends. It depends on how we're all feeling. Normally when we're on tour, it's normally whatever we get given as a rider, which is normally beer. So we just go with the flow normally.
So I'm in Denver here. Our audience is all over the world. But there's a lot of people who are here in Colorado with me and probably haven't been across the Atlantic Ocean, including myself, right? So can you kind of tell us, like, where Black Coast is really based there in UK?
Yeah, sure. It's we're in a city called Stoke-on-Trent, which is based in Staffordshire, which is like, they call it the Midlands because it's pretty much smack bang in the middle of the UK. Like, we're surrounded by like your Birmingham, your Manchester, Nottingham, Derby, all them kind of places surround Stoke-on-Trent. So, but that is the birthplace of Black Coast. We're not near any coasts, but that's just the name.
You're closer to one than we are.
Yeah, we're probably, yeah. Yeah, but that's where we're from anyway, yeah. We're a long way from Colorado anyway, so.
Yeah, we're the Metalix studio here is on the coast of Cherry Creek Reservoir. So, I don't know, has Black Coast ever toured North America?
We haven't been out of the UK yet, but we have got talks next year of we're going to be doing some international tours. I think we're going to be like, well, I think the management are trying to set up for us to go Japan next year at some point, which is going to be like absolutely amazing. So you never know. We could be going to America at some point, either next year or in the foreseeable future. But obviously, we're going to be working on this album. Well, we've actually pretty much finished the album now, and we're going to go in and record it in May next year, and then everything goes from there, really. So once the album drops, I suppose we're going to be pushing that as much as we can and touring. We'll pretty much tour anywhere. We'll tour on other planets if we can find a way of getting there, to be honest.
I mean, we may be on another planet by the end of this interview, depending on how things go. It's the holidays, and we're both pretty festive. So
yeah.
Oh, go on.
As you said, the festive shots are rolling, to be fair. So, well, I'm halfway through about my fifth pint now, and I've had two or three rums. So, I'm still with it at the moment. So, but it's you know, we're good.
Well, yeah, that's some good work you're doing there, Scott. I am proud of that level of commitment. Now, the Metalix community should know that this is recorded. I mean, I'm not waking up Scott at like 3 a.m. for some interview, like, you know, on the other side of the world. We are definitely recording this at a time which seems to work fairly well for both of us. But this man's a hero because it's like 6 o'clock his time, and he's already done. He's already drank three, four pints, a couple of shots. You're doing good,
couple
man.
Of shots. Wow. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
That's
I'm good.
Some about, progress. You know.
We've had a load of leftover turkey as well, so we've just chucked that on some bread, and we've just eaten that today. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, woke up this morning, watched Die Hard, you know, how it happens on Christmas Sundays, and then I've been down the studio for work on some new songs, and then I've come home and just started drinking and then waited for get in touch with you. So
yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about UK hardcore and metalcore scene, because I kind of discovered Black Coast as part of like a whole, I hate using the word wave as it applies to UK, but that's really how it worked for me. There was Black Coast, and then there was like Lock and Key.
Lock and Key, yeah.
And I've always known about Architects, but like, it just seems like there's this wealth of really good music in UK that aren't hearing in America, for one reason or another. What are some of the bands that I guess like you would recommend for people to hear from UK if they also like Black Coast, which of course they will?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of thing you want. Like, obviously, there's like that many subgenres of metal, but I mean, every band we've gone out and toured with are absolutely like all amazing bands. I mean, check out bands like a band called Grains, Griever, Red Sea's Fire, The Mausoleum Trap, a band called Malevolence, you know, Landscapes. There's just that many good bands coming out of the UK at the moment. But it's just as if, you know, everything's so fast in and out. Like somebody will release a new album one day, and then it'll be the best thing for that day, and then the next day somebody else will. And there's that many good bands about. It's hard to find who's your favourite band, you know. And there's loads of hardcore bands coming through, Restrict, and there's just so many bands coming out through the UK at the moment.
So, Would you agree though that it seems like there's this like big, I don't know, it's like bigger now, and maybe it's like the UK is really trying to make its place, I don't know, put a mark on the map right now as far as metal and hardcore goes. It just seems like it's exploding there right now with all these fantastic bands. And I love it.
Yeah.
Everything I hear out of there lately is just like, oh, you know, whether it's one style or another, it's all been really damn good.
Yeah, it is at the moment, like, you know, it's blowing up for that scene now. And like I say, as soon as it's just they need to just start looking at how good these bands are doing, and they need to start putting a bit more of like and interest into them. Like, the bigger companies need to put more interest into them and helping them out, like, you know what I mean? Like we pushed, like, all the years before, like, you know, you had the 80s, the 90s, and we had these bands that they were pushing, like your Nirvanas and Metallicas and blah, blah, blah. We need to do the same now with these bands, because in another 10 years' time, we're not going to have your Metallicas and stuff like that. You're going to be left with a void of no decent metal. Whereas if they start pushing these bands through now, it's just going to, you know, it'll be big again. The music scene will be even bigger, and it'll be like what we can generate out of the UK could go worldwide. You know, we can do it now on such a small level, like we can. And, you know, like say Lock and Key and all these bands you hear about from the UK, you know, but imagine if they had the status behind them of somebody pushing them at the size of like, you know, Black Sabbath or Metallica. You know, that'd be a massive jump for this music scene, definitely.
Well, that's interesting perspective to me, because I know that a lot of bands that I grew up with and really love, they actually seem to tour in Europe more than they tour here in the States.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because touring in Europe is, like, more fun or if it's more profitable, but, like, Sick of It All has probably played in UK, like, two or three times since the last time I saw them in Denver, which, like, yeah. I'm not saying I hold, like, any kind of grudge for against them for that because I love the band. That's interesting that you think that UK is still, I mean, am I interpreting that correctly? You believe the UK is under-recognized?
I wouldn't say it's under-recognized. I just think some of the bands don't get the level of backing that they should have.
Interesting.
Maybe. Yeah. I would say that. Like, I would say if some of the bands who, like, you know, even you know, I know it's all about investments in it's like, I wouldn't say it's like a product or a business, but obviously you've got to push something to get somewhere. But if some of these bigger labels saw these small, like, you know, I mean, even you got to look at Parkway Drive. You know, Parkway Drive came from, you know, a little town in Australia. They got a good backing, bang. You know, they're the biggest metalcore band on the planet. And that's all because they had a good backing. But there hasn't really been that many bands come through who've gone as big as them. Yeah, Architects, Bring Me the Horizon, Parkway Drive, obviously, and, you know, some of these other bands. But, I mean, I've been and seen, I mean, only the other week I went and watched Counterparts in Manchester. I mean, you've heard of Counterparts, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we just had them about a month ago here in Denver.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely blew me away. Like, one of the best musical, but I mean, I love Counterparts anyway. They're one of my biggest influences on, you know, as music goes. But again, you know, they're playing in Manchester to a club, and, you know, they should be playing to, like, massive, massive venues. But I suppose it's all about the backing and where it can go. So, yeah, it's odd and it's not, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, give us kind of a look into the scene life there in UK. What are the cool venues where you would go to see a band like Black Coast?
Well, there's a few. I mean, obviously, where we come from in our hometown in Stoke, we have, like, you know, the Underground and the Sugar Mill, which is a really good venue. But then, we've toured all around the UK this year. We've done, like, 7 tours this year. And we played some, like, really, really good venues, but it always seems as if, like, the smaller venues are the better ones to play. Like, the pubs are always a really good venue to play, and the clubs. Like, there's one called, we played at the Frog and Fiddle. That's an absolutely brilliant venue. That's in a place called Cheltenham. That's a really good venue. Or Sound Control in Manchester, which we actually saw straight from the path there, and then we played there as well. Which is pretty cool because we're playing as well as one of our favourite bands was playing. So that was a really good thing. But to be honest with you, all the venues are really good in the UK. It all depends on how many people turn out to the gigs, obviously. But the scene is really good, but it's just getting the people out. That's the only problem.
Yeah, well, it's the same issue here, too. You one great thing about Black Coast that I've noticed is you are really good about your social media. So you guys are always posting on Facebook, and Twitter, and Instagram. You guys hit me up on Twitter and on Facebook. I mean, like, you are, like, right on top of social media. How important has that been for the development of Black Coast?
Massively important. Because it's literally, we've just, only just this morning, we were just discussing about how we can, like, further push the band by doing, you know, different things that can get people to notice the bands more. Like, you know, I mean, everything nowadays is very visual. Like, you know, you put a video on Facebook, internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you're getting a massive, like, wide variety of people coming to, you know, they can see that at a click of a button, and it's great. It sometimes makes you wonder how these bands, like, years and years ago, like your Iron Maidens and, you know, Metallica's, got as big as they did without the internet. But then I suppose on a level of now, it's like everybody's fighting for the same goal. They all want you to see their posts. So it's a constant battle of, like, you've got to just keep that updated all the time. But yeah, it's been massive for us doing Facebook posts. I mean, it's all helps a lot for us because, like, obviously, whoever's being managed by Capital Artist Management, that's been a big help for us because he helps guide us with, like, different things and ways of doing it. Like, but I think this year you'll see more of, like, more insight to the band this year with us recording the album and that. We're going to do, like, documentaries on the band and, you know, and stuff like that, so people can get more of, like, an inside view from what we're doing. But again, you wouldn't be able to get that without social media because no one's going to just come and film you doing your writing and that. So we can put that out there and hundreds of thousands of people can see us doing our writing. You know what I mean? So it's really good for the band.
Well, let's do this, Scott. Let's check out this new single from Black Coast. It's called Lawless. If you're listening on the podcast, you won't hear the music, but if you're hearing Metal Licks right now or on the replay, you will definitely hear the track. Scott, one thing I didn't ask, which I should have right away, is what is your role in Black Coast? What do you do for Black Coast?
I'm the guitarist.
Okay, so are you actually writing the lyrics and as well?
No, it's me and the other guitarist, Joe. We'll normally come up with a riff. Then we go, we've got our own studio. We go to the studio, we play the riff, then the drummer gets involved, then the music gets written, and then Charlie will come in, and he's really, really good at writing lyrics, and he just comes in, bang. A lot of the time, he has like a book that he just constantly write lyrics in. So as soon as we write a song, he'll say, "I've got some lyrics for that," and then there you go straight away. We're all very much on the ball in what we do. Like, we've always got ideas constantly flowing all the time for music.
Well, and you have a process too. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been really, really hard because we've booked in for do 10 tracks on this album, and we've got that many songs that we've had to narrow down to 10. It's been so hard to get just 10 songs out of so many that we've had in a bag, you know. So, but if people like Lawless and have enjoyed the EP, what we've just done, the album's just going to be on a complete another level. I mean, we it's even surpassed what we thought would be good already, what we've written. So just hope people enjoy it.
I'm ready to get on to the next level here on Lawless. And you should be too, a Metalix fans on Idobe Howell, Monday nights, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. B-Lo with Scott from the band Black Coast. The track is Lawless. It is Black Coast on Metalix Idobe Howell. B-Lo with you tonight, as I am every Monday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Find us on Facebook /METALIX or Idobe Howell on Twitter. You can get me there as well. But the Metalix Twitter is @MetalixDenver. I have the distinct privilege of being joined by Scott from the band Black Coast. They're in Staffordshire in UK. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm really scared of pronouncing that one. Staffordshire.
No. Staffordshire.
Staffordshire.
Staffordshire. Or you can say Stoke. If you say Stoke. We say Stoke's where we would say we're from. We don't really say we're from Staffordshire. When we go out to gigs and we say we're Black Coast, we're from Stoke-on-Trent, we don't normally say Staffordshire. Sounds, you know, it sounds quite higher class, and we're like saying Stoke. We're proud of Stoke.
Yeah, I think that the most I see the word Staffordshire, it's followed by the word terrier.
That's the dog.
right. So maybe actually we here in the States, we should also say just Black Coast is from Stoke, right?
Yeah.
Of the word association there. So you were talking before the break there, before we heard this. This track is awesome, by the way, Scott. Lawless.
Yeah, thank you.
I expect no less than absolutely rockin' material from Black Coast, and this just keeps the trend going. But what is the full length going to be called? Do you have a name for it?
We haven't got a name yet. We've got some really good ideas flying about of song names. So obviously we think we're going to pick one of the song names as the album, but we're not sure yet. The process normally goes as we normally let Charlie do a lot of the deciding on song names, album, like the EP named, or he has a lot to do with the artwork as well. He'll speak, like, we've got somebody who designs all his artwork for us, so we'll speak to him, and then it all normally comes off what Charlie says he's feeling is like the name, but we don't really know what we're going to do with it yet. We don't know what we're going to do name wise, whether it's going to be Black Coast, just Black Coast, or it might be Black Coast and one of the songs. We're not too sure yet, but whatever it'll be something. Charlie will normally make it pretty catchy. So yeah.
Well, okay. So your last effort is called Crows of the North. And yeah. That's some actually pretty sweet artwork on that. I like the color scheme. It's got like a knife in. I'm trying to figure out what that is. Still, it looks like wood, or maybe it's
no. It's three crows.
Oh man! nice.
How long have you been looking at that for? If you figure that.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't figure that out. But yes, it's. I have been looking at it for quite some time. Now, Crows of the North is when I first heard of Black Coast. And keeping in mind, come on, give me a little bit of credit here, because it's I see album covers like 20 of them a week, right? So I don't get to
maybe
like sit down and analyze it.
maybe if you had another shot and then looked at it again, then maybe it might start coming out you soon.
You know what? I will. Okay, here's my commitment to you, Scott, for completely misinterpreting the album artwork here. I will go do that when we hit some more Black Coast music in the next
version. That's fair.
But yeah, okay, so it's a knife through three crows. Crows of the North, it has kind of a Game of Thrones feel to it a little bit, like the name. Did that occur to you?
I don't think it was aimed. I think a lot of people thought it was aimed towards the program, Game of Thrones, but it wasn't really. I think it was just because Charlie had come up with this song and he'd come up with these lyrics, and he was like, he'd said he'd been chanting, like in his head, he'd been singing these lyrics, like, you know, we are the crows of the north, we are the. And a lot of people thought it was something to do with, like, obviously Game of Thrones, but there isn't actually any connection with the songs or Game of Thrones. It was just happens to be that just really rolled off the tongue and it fitted the song really well, because me and Joe again came up with the song Crows of the North, and Charlie just said this will just fit perfect. So there isn't actually any kind of connection with it, but if people feel like there is, they can happily feel like that. They can, you know, if they think that. But I mean, I must admit, I've not even watched any Game of Thrones, so I can't even say anything like that. So I'm not even going to say. I know Joe watches it all the time, and Beardy, the bass player, but I haven't got any kind of thingy. But no, but there isn't any connection with it. No, it was just literally the song name.
Yeah, I mean, it's still fantastic music. I can't say that enough. Game of Thrones also an excellent book series and TV series as well. So the new album is going to be about 10 songs, is what you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But you said you have more material than that.
We have more. Yeah, we definitely have more.
So any thoughts of like an EP or maybe some splits or something with some other fantastic bands out of the UK?
At the moment, we're just going to just really, because we've got another tour in January with a band called Cove. We're going to do 5 dates in the UK with them boys. And then we've got a festival in February. And I think the manager's sorting out maybe a tour in March. And then we're going to just use April as a free month for just really make sure everything's completely 100% nailed, ready for the album. And then we go into a studio called Bandit Studios, which is based in Gloucester in the UK. We go in for 14 days and we're going to record the album. We've got 10 tracks to do, but as far as it goes at the moment, we're just, because this is going to be the debut album for us, so we really want everything to be absolutely perfect. Like, you know, we want everything down to the last note, the last vocal, drum sound, everything. We just want to be perfect. So at the moment, we're really gunning for perfection on this. So I think the 10 songs we've definitely chose as well are really, yeah, I think it's still Black Coast. Everybody, I mean, you know, I've played snippets of some of the songs to people who know Black Coast, like our roadie, a guy who roadies for us, Sam. You know, he's listened to some of the pre-production stuff and he's just like, oh, it's amazing. Straight away, he's like, yeah, it's Black Coast, but it's just next level Black Coast. So, I mean, we did a gig 2 weeks ago, our final gig of this year. Or was it a week ago? It was a week ago, the final gig of this year. And we played the entire album for one night only. And people were just losing their mind. People were just absolutely just lagging. Yeah, people were just getting crazy. So we just saw the reactions and we were just like, yeah, we've definitely picked 10 good songs here.
That is Scott from the band Black Coast. They are from Staffordshire, right? Staffordshire. Staffordshire. I got this like Denver, halfway between Texas and LA thing going on. I'm trying my best to pronounce it the way
good.
It should be pronounced. So I'm making progress. Would you at least agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, you're definitely making progress. Yeah. If you ever come to the UK, we'll take you around Staffordshire and we'll you know, we'll have some drinks.
Yeah, we'll have 5 pints and like 4 shots.
Yeah. In 2 hours though.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's do this. We'll hear some more Black Coast right now on Metalik's Adobe Howl. We'll come back and we'll wrap this up with Scott from the band Black Coast. And again, thank you for your time. But I will catch up with you during this music break, and then we will come back and talk a little bit more. So it's Scott from Black Coast and Belo, your host of Metalik's Adobe Howl. That is Black Coast on Metalik's Adobe Howl. Belo with you tonight. And my guest via Skype is the magnificent Scott from the band Black Coast. We've been hearing their music, and Scott's been talking about the scene in Staffordshire. Staffordshire? Am I getting closer?
Staffordshire. Yeah, that's pretty much there now. You're there now.
All right.
You've loosened up with the shots, so yeah, you're there now.
What? Shots on the air? Look, that would be like irresponsible broadcasting, Scott. And that's just one thing that I don't stand for, you know.
No, I agree with you there. I totally agree with you.
So I think one thing that's really cool, though, is when you talk about the scene in UK and you talk about the history of Black Coast, I hear a lot of the same things going on with your band that happened here in Colorado. Now, like in the middle of the U.S. here, we basically have to do our own thing, because in the East Coast, bands can tour like all up and down the coast. You can hit like 5 shows in 6 days and only drive like 75% as much as a band in the middle of the country will have to drive.
Yeah.
And that's just like an estimate. I mean, I could be like way off one way or the other. But like here in Colorado, you would play Denver, then Colorado Springs, and then New Mexico, and then you would go to Texas or Arizona. The point is there's like so much space in between venues and in between dates.
Yeah, venues, yeah.
So there's, you know, we kind of have our own little incubation area here in the middle of the country that you don't see on the West Coast or the East Coast, where there's just like venues and places to play like all over the place. So one thing that I thought is interesting about Black Coast, is it still like kind of mirrors how the local bands here, who I often have in studio, how their development goes. How long has Black Coast been in a band? Or been together is what I mean.
How long have we been together? Well, we've been together. Well, we started out in. It was like. We released a new single. We released the first single in January. So we got together as a band in about. Must have been about May, maybe June 2015, it was. And then me, I was in a previous band, a band called Dead City Souls. And then Joe, Birdie, Matty and Charlie, who were the other four members of Black Coast, were in a band called Better Soul in Vegas. They had disbanded. Well, say disbanded. They still all kept in touch, but they kind of weren't together, if you know what I'm saying. And then I was in the band where I was in. I wasn't really happy in the band where I was in. I wanted to because I'd played in heavier bands before, and then I went a little bit lighter music, like not as heavy. But I wanted to go back into the heavier stuff. So I spoke to Joe, and I was like, "How are we feeling for you know?" What are you up to? And he was like, well, nothing at the moment, just really doing nothing, to be fair. And I said, how would you feel about, you know, starting like a bit more of a heavier band and getting back out there? And he was like, yeah, 100%. So me and Joe had a jam straight away, started coming up with ideas. Then we got Matty in. Matty come in. He started literally drumming with us straight away. He started adding drums to the ideas. And the first song we wrote was... Violent Rains, which was the second single we released as the Black Coast. So then Birdie come in, and we went through about four or five singers before we finally said, like, oh, we'll just get Chaz back and have Chaz, Charlie, like, because we didn't know what his feelings were about being in a band again, but he'd actually popped in to listen to what we were doing, but he didn't actually say that he wanted to be in the band or not. But then when we approached him and asked him if he wanted to, he was like 100% up for it and he wanted to do it. So obviously we got Charlie in. And then we wrote the EP and we recorded it with a friend who's in a band. I don't know if you've heard of a band, another Stoke band called Incarcerate. They are like a you know, really heavy, like deathcore kind of band. And he helped us record the first EP. And then we put a 15-second clip on Instagram, and then Daryl from Capital Artist Management got in touch and just said he did this 15-second clip and he wanted to know more about Black Coast. So obviously we spoke to him a bit and we sent him what we got at the EP, and he was like instantly saying, I want to sign you to the label. This was before we'd released anything. No one even knew we were a band. No one even knew about us. So this was in October. We signed with Capital Artist Management of 2015. And then he told us then, but we were just about to release the EP. And then he told us to hold back on it until the new year, until start of 2016. So we went in, we did two videos straight away. We did Mercenary and Violent Rain straight away. And then January came, we'd not played together, like, live. We'd just been playing in the studio. So we booked his first gig, was a home gig, supporting a couple of local bands. And then we released Mercenary. Well, obviously, as soon as we released Mercenary, everything blew up for us, and everyone was, like, you know, really digging us. Then we went and played his first show, and everybody, like, went mad about the first show. So then the management sent us on some tours. We've done really well off the tours. We've, you know, sold loads of merch, and loads more people keep coming out to every show. And then obviously we released Violent Rains as the next single after Mercenary. That did really well. And then we released Crows of the North, and that did really well. And then we left it a bit. And Lawless was actually a song that we writ, but it didn't make the EP because we finished the EP by the time we'd written it. So we saved Lawless, and then we decided to do Lawless later on in the year. So now we release Lawless now. And again, people have just gone mad about it and said how good it is. And, you know, we did the video for that. And it's just as if, like, you know, touch wood, everything seems to just be going really well for us at the moment. So, but that's pretty much the history of how it started. It was two bands who formed together to make one band.
Dude, I actually, like, completely didn't expect the whole history of Black Coast, as I'm sure that you have to run through that, like, in every interview you do. I strive to make these Metalix interviews a little more distinct for you and for our audience, but that's totally awesome. Thank you for that, and now we have something referenceable about, like, the history of Black Coast so we can make the Black Coast Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Well, how long has your longest tour cycle been so far?
6 days to get all together.
Okay.
Been the longest one, yeah.
And so you just did like UK dates in there?
Yeah, it was just UK dates. We haven't been anywhere outside the UK yet, but it's definitely happening next year. But even still, 6 dates in the UK, all in one van, no showers. And obviously, we did the 6 dates we did. We're in the middle of summer, and it was like so hot. And inside a van, it was even hotter. And everyone was just stank. You know what I mean?
Right.
There was no goodness coming from that van after six days. Not at all. At all. So
what do you think as far as touring? So like possible cities that you could play, and don't feel any obligation to say anything in the US, although we would love to see Black Coast here. What are some of the places that you are most excited about possibly playing in your upcoming tour cycles outside of UK?
Outside the UK, we're one of these bands. It's all new to us, so we could literally get told, you know, I mean, like at the moment we're discussing like maybe possibilities of going to like Japan, and you know, and that's just like it's crazy to even think that we'd even it's crazy to me to even think that we'd even I'd even do tours in the UK. But to even think that I could actually go and play in Japan is like absolutely, like, it's beyond belief for me. You know, we will literally play anywhere because we just literally want to play live. That's what we're about. You know, we're such a live band. We really, you know, get into the shows and stuff, and you know, we feed off the crowds and stuff like that. So, but I've heard Germany's really good for playing for gigs. And you know, our manager's told us how good Japan is, and he's told us how good America is. So if he literally phoned us up and said, you know, I could possibly, the possibility of going to play America, then we'll go and play America. You know, so that, as for that question goes, we'll literally play anywhere. I mean, it's like the next tour we've got, it's the first time we've played in London. You know, so this in January will be the first time we've played a gig in London. So this is going to be new to us, playing in London, which is only in the UK. So this could be, you know, it's another notch on the belt buckle for play somewhere like that. So yeah.
So we'll kind of start to wrap it up here, I suppose. The last question that I would have for you, Scott, from Black Coast, is what are the bands that most inspired you, I guess, the bands that had the greatest impact on the music that you write, at least for Black Coast? You sound like a pretty experienced musician, so I would guess that you're interested in more than just metal and hardcore, but what are some of the bands who have impacted you personally the most?
It's actually really, like, there's just like such a wide variety of music for me. My favorite band as a musician is Toto, which not many people can like fathom, because it's like people go, oh wow, Toto, yeah, you know, that band that did Africa, and I go yeah, because I just like all that. And you know, some of my favorite bands are like, I mean, I like Rush and Yes, Pink Floyd, Pantera, Oasis, Motley Crue, the Smiths. But then, you know, Rage Against the Machine were a big part on like my music. You know, but then obviously the newer stuff like Straight from the Path, Counterpart, Periphery, you know, While She Sleeps, another band, Malevolence. You know, there's just that many bands, because I can sit and listen to. I'm not one of these music snobs who'll turn the nose up to certain genres, or so I will literally listen to any music if I think it's got a good groove and you can really get into it. So as for influences, it could be anything for me. anything for, I mean, and all the, and as for all the other members in the band, they are the same as well. They've like, we've all got such a different variety of influences as well. So everybody, but that's what makes the band supposedly a little bit different, because we've all got different influences. So yeah.
You know, you've mentioned the same band twice through this interview, and I've also discovered them by kind of tracing through the web of various related Facebook and Twitter pages and whatnot, and just in online research, because like I said at the beginning of the interview, I'm really fascinated by this explosion of awesome music from the UK, but Malevolence, everyone seems to trace their... trace their associations or influences down to that band, and it sounds like they're pretty amazing. What can you tell me about Malevolence?
They're just a really good band, and they're just so. I mean, for me, it's like being a guitarist. I always look at obviously guitarists and the guitar work and stuff, and they just remind me of like a mixture between like Pantera, Lamb of God, and like, you know, like just like hardcore meets Pantera. You know, they got like really good guitars and they do guitar solos, and you know, not many bands who are in this kind of genre now do many solos, so it's nice to hear a guitar solo chucked in like really heavy music. So, and they've just got that groove. It's just, for me, it's like anything with a groove, it just catches my attention straight away.
Yeah.
And Malevolence really do that well. They've got that really heavy, you know, they're really heavy band, but they've just got such a good groove about them. And the stuff that they do as well is just, it's just really good. I mean, one of the bands that's, for me, is like, I mean, next year they're releasing a new album, so I know that them boys are going to be, like, you know, they're going to be up there next year. But I know them boys have, like, you know, they've already done a lot. They've already done a lot so far now. I mean, I'm not too sure how long they've been going, but I know they've done like, you know, they've been into Europe, and I know they just did America this year. They've done Russia and Poland, I think. So they're really doing well. So I reckon they could, you know, fly a good flag for Britain in the metal.
Well, we here in the States, and as I guess, you know what, I can speak for all of North America right here. We would be excited to see Black Coast reach those same levels or even further, because we believe that the potential is there. Black Coast, an excellent band. Be sure to check out their new single, Lawless. They have a full length coming out, as yet unnamed, as we discussed earlier in the interview tonight. If you want to hear the interview, it'll get posted on the podcast next week, or you can hear it replayed throughout the week. It's typically pretty late at Adobe Radio. Below on Metalix, Adobe Howell, Monday nights, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Scott, any last thoughts before we part?
No, not really. Just enjoy yourselves. Everybody have a good drink. Enjoy the Christmas. Enjoy the new year. And let's make 2017 a blast. Let's hope we don't lose as many good musicians next year as we have done this year as well.
Yeah, well, one thing about that is the internet lets us hear more about more musicians, so it's actually possible that in 2017 we lose more musicians that we care about. But let's not be pessimistic about this.
Yeah,
let's end this on a happy note. Black Coast, you guys rock. Scott, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Black Coast on Metalix, Adobe Howell. We'll hear some more music here, or the podcast might end. I mean, who's to say? Check us out Monday nights, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time, live on Adobe Howell.